Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea.
Blog Talk Radio.
Searching only for the higher ground, I miss the ferns and wild hollyhock. 6,000 feet of mountain, I hurry to the very top. I cry out to the valley below, but I only
How do you find God? This is the Light Giver International Association's Sunday service. Welcome, welcome. Now let's let Becky Williams sing a bit more of the song.
I hope to find it somewhere. I search the pyramids of Egypt. Only the
Becky Williams is proposing or raising our song is, how do you find God, or where do you find God? But more to the point, the question really is, how do you find God? What tools and techniques might be used? And this is the essential architecture of the Light Giver International Association, and that is that we are prepared to provide you with two or three major tools to help you find God in your own way, on your own spiritual path. So welcome to the Light Givers International Association Sunday Service. During this program, we actually take you through and explain the fundamentals of the Source of Nation process, which is a process that fills you with divine light and instantly removes whatever disconnects there are in your system. And this can be auric healing, this can be soul healing, this can actually be ascension itself. And if the disconnects do not remove, then we're prepared to work with you in private sessions, either as ascension masters or as universal healers, whichever is your most comfortable with. Now, the second thing that occurs in this program is that we walk you through individually your own personal Source of Nation process, so that you can actually understand and hear what the steps are that allow you to get your aura clear and also allow you to be completely clear and comfortable in soul awareness. The third thing that occurs, I guess there are four things, the third thing that occurs is a discussion of the Light Giver messages, and we'll talk about where they came from a bit more. And the last thing that happens is, which is the most important thing of the day, I might say, there's a world and sometimes solar system healing ceremony through which we take the entire planet Earth and also the entire solar system through the sourcination process. And for those of you who are clairvoyant, I think you will have a wonderful time. So on behalf of the Board of Directors of Light Givers International Association, you are most welcome as our guest for this program. And the messages we'll be discussing later on were received anonymously by, not received anonymously by me, but received from a group of higher beings who have chosen in this particular venue to be anonymous, but I'm sure you may recognize their thinking and their energies as the program goes on. So once again, thank you for listening, and we genuinely hope that you will enjoy the day, the program. And be sure, if you haven't gotten there already, to go to the Light Givers website, and that's the Light Givers with an S, .org. And also, if you're interested in understanding a bit more about the Universal Healer Program, which is primarily to provide services, healing services, to those who are interested, you can find out about that at universalhealer.org.
And today we have with us Board of Director member Bella. And I need to open your mic, Bella, so I can say hello to Bella. Also, we have our newest Ascension Masters with us, who's Janelle, and everyone is going to participate in the program today. So welcome, Janelle.
Thank you, Gregory. It's a pleasure to be here this Sunday morning.
And I'm wondering if you would talk to people a little bit about the website.
Absolutely. Well, if this is your first time here, or if you have not yet visited our website, it's lightgivers.org, lightgivers as plural, .org. And here's an explanation about the site that you may find useful. Nearly 2 years ago, we were guided to establish the website, lightgivers.org, and assured by the higher beings with whom we work, while probably already familiar to you, have chosen to remain anonymous here, that the website would be charged with healing and ascension energy. We were skeptical at first, as you might well be, but after numerous people logged on to the site and had such spiritually uplifting experiences, well, needless to say, we were convinced.
So how does the website work? It means that whoever gets on the website without regards to the words on the page instantly receives a blast of source energy, which starts a process which we call sourcination. And what is that? Vaccination with source. What happens instantaneously? Anything that interferes or is interfering with your spiritual progress that you're willing to release is eliminated. But you have to be willing to let it go. These include agreements, inhibiting beliefs, unhealthy connection to others, malevolent thought forms or beings, and interferences from the past, this life or previous lifetimes. Now, sometimes there will be something there that you think you're willing to let go, and sometimes you really aren't. Sometimes it's forgiveness that needs to be undertaken. So when that happens then, if everything goes, then perhaps you can go on to soul ascension. And Janelle?
Yes, and at the same time, I wanted to say, if you are willing to accept soul ascension and all that it involves, for example, ascension to the next plane of awareness, which is recognized, for instance, in Christianity as the kingdom of heaven, it will be granted to you. And if you haven't visited the website yet, once again, I wanted to reiterate, it's lightgivers.org. Please go ahead and visit the website. And also, please know that there is nothing to join, nor for that matter is this a spiritual path. The sole purpose of LGIA is to support spiritual aspirants on whatever path they choose. Some may even become ascension masters themselves. But in the meantime, Gregory is going to take you through the sourcination process, step by step, before today's discussion. And after we end our discussion at of the current light giver's message for the Golden Age, we ask that you join us in what we call the World Healing Ceremony, in which we take the entire planet through the source nation process and maybe even the entire solar system. So before we begin, we do want to emphasize that the focus of this work is on your direct experience, not about how much sense it makes or any presumption of spiritual achievement on our part, but more it's about whether or not you are assisted in your true spiritual understanding. And we only use the term ascension master to illustrate the point that our purpose is to help you master the ascension process. The source nation process is really quite simple. If you have already experienced it, then hearing these steps may actually enable you to share the process with others.
So let me just take you very gently and slowly through the source nation process. Now, when you're able to have an individual session, then the Universal Healer, the Ascension Master, will explain to you in more detail probably how they came about, particularly if you decide that you really want to understand what's going on mentally. But the focus in this work is on your direct experience. You can't really know what you believe until you experience it. Now, all of these things that I'm going to tell you about occur simultaneously, instantaneously, because you're deluged with powerful spiritual source energy. And for many people, these are the things that are routinely disconnected or eliminated. The first thing that quite often goes is agreements that may have been made by you or someone on your behalf that are getting in the way of you advancing spiritually, that you may not even be aware that they're there. They can be in your subconscious quite comfortably. Yet, believe it or not, when they are released, most of the people with whom I've worked have noticed, oh, I feel a little freer. Now, it's not that I did it. The person chose to release that contractual agreement. Some cases, working with a client in Ghana, turned out that his grandfather had made agreements on behalf of his entire village or tribe. And those agreements were keeping him from being healed of the issues he was dealing with. And I've talked to people from other third world countries who also had inhibiting beliefs. Did a workshop in California where several people in the audience came up afterwards and said, oh, yeah, my grandmother, my grandfather. So being free of agreements that have been made on your behalf is really important. The next one that goes, inhibiting beliefs. How many of us find ourselves unwilling to accept other truths? And those beliefs that are holding us to keep us from accepting those other truths are quite often interfering with our spiritual progress. And we will be talking substantially about the content of spiritual progress when we discuss the light giver message for today. So it's important then that in the process that you feel comfortable releasing any inhibiting beliefs that interfere with your spiritual progress, and also disconnecting any or all ties to others, could be workers, could be spouses, or so forth, that are interfering with your spiritual progress. Now, you're not disconnecting your spouse or your friends. You're disconnecting the aspect of that connection that's pumping, say, dark energy that's holding you back. Sometimes people have, and you may as well, have strongly held thought forms or bits of intelligences from others, sometimes even entities, believe it or not, that are interfering both inside your energy field and outside your energy field. So source nation, you simply ask that any interfering intelligences, thought forms, that they're interfering with your spiritual progress, you ask that they be removed. Finally, with regards to this process, this is the auric clearing and healing, you ask them that any energies from this lifetime or previous lifetimes that are still coming into this time, this lifetime, any energies from the past that are coming this lifetime that are interfering with your spiritual progress, you also ask and agree and accept that they be removed from you. and that they be replaced with divine healing light. And wherever anything's been taken out of your consciousness, we ask that that be replaced with higher light energy, which for many people, it's archangelic energy or it's Christ energy, whatever it is, however it shows up for you. Following that, then, you ask to be granted full soul ascension. And that includes the alignment, complete alignment with your spiritual purpose, complete alignment with God energy, being able to give and receive it wholly and completely, complete integration with divine will, and that's so that you may serve all. And then having done that, you just say very comfortably, inwardly, I now accept soul ascension fully and completely. Now, if I could go on for hours explaining to you what that experience might be like, but what's more important is for you to experience it. Janelle?
Absolutely. Oh, now that you have completed your ascension, whether on the website or just now, still notice that your spiritual progress has not advanced. It's likely that some blockages are in place that did not successfully remove. This only means that some aspect of your life just needs additional attention or healing. You may wish to engage the services of a universal healer or ascension master. And now, a word about the Light Giver's messages for the Golden Age. Who wrote them? Where are they from? How are they different from the other Light Giver materials on the website or even the writings of others? And here's Gregory to answer these questions and to suggest how you might make the most of them and make them a useful part of your personal spiritual journey.
Okay, well, the Light Giver messages, like many, many of the Holy Scriptures and Bibles and things that have been written on various in various spiritual paths and religions down through the ages, come from higher beings, whether they're angels, God himself, Jesus Christ, who, depending upon the path, that tends to focus from whom these types of messages will come. And typically the person who receives them will be in a contemplative and meditative state, and it basically says, you know, to himself or herself, the equivalent of, as thy will, O Lord, as thy will, so I will do. Thy will be done. And in that case, in my case here, what actually happened was that I was told that I would have these materials, and in fact, the book, The Universal Healer, which is also available on the Light Giver's website, I was told that it would be, that I would hear someone dictating this book to me, and that also I would be in my abilities to understand and to hear those messages from higher beings, quite often archangels or ascended masters, that I would hear them more clearly and be able to get their materials down. So over the years then, I have been fortunate enough and blessed enough to receive dictations on a variety of topics, and had prepared several other sets of dictations that were available, and the insight came that something needed to be even more current. And all of them, all of the materials, at least I should say most of them, are written to resonate with you inwardly, and if they don't, then don't worry about it. And the worst thing to do, particularly with these, and there's some discussion about it later on in the Light Giver Golden Messages, do not try to memorize them. Do not try to stay within the confines of the written material. Instead, accept the fact that God wisdom, that God speaks to each of us individually and directly. And there's nothing magic in these dictations that I've written. There's some interesting ideas. But more importantly, they're written to spark your own thoughts and suggestions. So you may, as we're going through the discussion, find yourself thinking about when Aunt Mary's cat got stuck up on the roof. And say, well, I can't share that because this is a spiritual discussion. My response to that, yes, you better. Whatever thoughts come to you, please share them. So don't worry about staying on point or staying on topic. So now Bella, who is our board member on the call, is with us. And Bella, your prefix is 914, correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Well, welcome, Bella. We're glad you're here. So how about getting us started on Light Giver, Golden Age Light Giver message number one?
Gregory, I really would like just to give people an experience. I cannot verbalize it so much as, you know, send the actual energy of the association. So if that's okay with you.
You would like to give them an experience as instead of discussing the Golden Age messages?
I just don't have them in front of me, that's all.
Okay, well then what we'll do, we'll let you chime in as Jadel and I go through the material.
Okay.
Because the purpose of this particular, at least this is a key component of what goes on in this program. So, and I know that as you hear us talk about the different ideas and suggestions here, I have no doubt, having had many conversations with you, that without having the materials in front of you, that you will resonate with many of the comments and suggestions that are that the light givers have given us in this message. So, Jadel, what stands out for you as you look at the Golden Age light giver message?
Well, I think that you can already, given the discussions that we've had recently,
yes,
ascertain what stood out the most to me. I think the importance of obviously wanting to attain our spiritual goals, that being any person that I think embarks on a spiritual journey, ultimately realizes intuitively that the point of life, like the Lightgiver's message pointed out so clearly, is really ultimately merger with Source, God, the Creator, however you choose to see it. And for me, being in this physical realm, being in this material world, I have definitely, by experience and experimentation, you could even say, seen the importance of balancing this material world and the obligations that we have here with our spiritual side, and in particular, our spiritual practice. It's so important that we maintain a daily spiritual practice in whatever modality you choose to use, whether it be prayer, some of the things that were mentioned in the message of Tai Chi, meditation, chanting, like you said, even walking and jogging. I really like that one as well. Whatever you do.
I want to ask you, will you share with the group, if it's not too personal, your experiments that you did with meditation versus no meditation? I think it's right on point.
Absolutely. You see, you really like me to get specific.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'll bet I have no problem getting more personal about that. So recently, I would say that a couple of months ago, well, actually, let me back up even before that. I'm someone who has been on a spiritual path in earnest for the past, I would say, 8 years now, 7 or 8 years now. And for me, I started to understand the importance of meditating daily, because there are so many distractions, there are so many things that bombard us in this modern society that a lot of times we aren't even aware of. There's everything from frequencies from cell phones, computers, the TVs, to just the energies in other people's auric fields or the energy that people are giving out, whether you live in a very populated city like I do here in New York, or even whether you're in a more rural area. There's still so many energies that are intertwining with yours that it's so important to kind of clean out, as it were, those energies from your field, and also to keep that direct connection with Source energy. So meditation for me became a renewal process. So I had recently, about 2 months ago, received a book/DVD from Kurt Tolle and from his Feinhorn Retreat, and it was called Stillness Amidst the World. And it was a book and two DVD sets, so I, you know, read the book, you know, watched the DVD, and I became convinced and decided to do my own experiment, because one of the things that he mentioned was that meditation, any type of meditation, prayer, anything of that nature was actually a crutch.
Now who was this who said this?
This was Eckhart Tolle.
Okay, so Eckhart Tolle said that meditation was a crutch. Okay, please.
Correct, that it was a crutch and that it's something that must be left behind. That it's something that we absolutely, actually did not need to practice at all. Forget about daily, but that we actually did not need to practice at all. But it was something that actually we would have to ultimately leave behind and just be present. So his suggestion was that to be present, to be in the now, one does not need meditation at all. And so I said, a crutch? Well, let me experiment. Let me go on my way and see, take that information, and now let me see, be the guinea pig for myself, what it's like to not meditate for these 2 months and still maintain the level of God consciousness that I've worked all these years for, and then obviously going through the ascension process and the universal healer training with Gregory most recently. But I said, let me see if this level of consciousness can be maintained without my daily prayer and meditation that I do to connect to the light. Meanwhile, I'm living in New York City, going through rush hour and every day, and I don't know if any of the callers have been in New York City during rush hour or experienced hectic life that New York City has, but it's quite overwhelming. And I didn't realize until I did this meditation, or lack of meditation, I should say, this experiment, how centrifugal it was to maintain a daily spiritual practice so that you maintain the level that you have worked so hard for, that you have worked most likely many lifetimes to attain, that you do that practice so that you make sure that you maintain that level and are able to go even higher. So I stopped meditating for, I'd say, the past 2 months daily. I stopped meditating daily, and I said, well, let me see. And for the first few weeks, you know, I felt pretty good about it, you know. Okay. Then I noticed my energy being a bit drained by, you know, friends, even family members that maybe had problems that they would discuss with me. And normally this is energy that I would be able to quickly diffuse or not even feel. I could just give the support, give the energetic help. And I noticed my reserves being depleted. I also noticed something that, you know, I hadn't experienced for years, which was a feeling of angst, a feeling of even being a bit annoyed with some individuals that I encountered on a daily basis, which was also, I said, that's odd. I haven't experienced that in years. This reminds me of kind of the old me. What's going on here? And still I continued with my lack of meditation on a daily basis that I did and just convinced myself, well, you know, maybe still I can keep on going because he said it was a crutch. And ultimately, me connecting with my own intuition and sitting down to pray and say, I said, dear God, I don't know what's really happening because, you know, I'm starting to actually feel my energy being depleted, and I'm not feeling that I'm at the energetic or vibrational level that I've been used to being for these past couple of years. And, you know, it came into my mind, well, no stuff, Sherlock, you're not meditating daily. And so then I was actually led to read one of the messages that Gregory had dictated. And Gregory, I think it was the sixth message in the Light Giver's, in one of the Light Giver's dictations that you'd received. Mm-hmm. And it talked about the importance of a daily spiritual practice and how absolutely necessary to maintain one's state of God consciousness and awareness. And I said, oh boy, okay. I see that this experiment was not only futile, but was actually very harmful to me. Now, thank goodness, the grace of God, that I was able to receive energetic support from the light givers and from Gregory directly, which I'm very thankful for, to kind of reestablish me at the level of vibrational level, a level of consciousness that I had previously ascertained, and to bring me back, as it were, to energize me and bring me back, as it were. And that's what we talk about with Source Nation, and that's what we talk about with the healings. It's about giving you energetic support if you so choose to accept that energetic support. And I said, please. I mean, I nearly begged Gregor to provide that energetic support. And I just wanted to say, for me, that really stood out not only from this this message, but in some of the some other messages, particularly the one that I read about the importance of a daily practice. And so few people have a daily prayer where they're blessing others or praying for others, because it's always about, obviously, we want to give to get. It has to be reciprocal. It has to be a synergy there and a symbiotic relationship where you're blessing others, and then you yourself will be blessed. So if you're doing a prayer, you're praying daily, it's just important to remember to bless others and keep the energy flowing and keep that positive flow of energy going. But whether it's that or whether it's meditation or whether it's Tai Chi or whatever it is, it's so important. I can't stress enough the importance of a daily practice. From myself.
Thank you for that wonderful testimonial. So, Bella, I know you've been doing the healing arts for a while, and could you talk a bit about some of your insights with regards to meditations, different types of techniques?
One of the things that I noticed, you know, in the past I would meditate like for 30 minutes and, you know, sitting still. Now my meditation is more in the active process, like during walking. I can, you know, be grateful to connect to the source and get, you know, some wisdom and information. So you don't have to really sit and completely shut yourself, you know, down from the whole world. So as I became Ascension Master, that was one of the things that, you know, was new to me, and I was very, very grateful that I was able to do it. Because not every time, you know, we can sit down and shut ourselves, you know, from the whole world, including our husbands and spouses and children. But we can find the moments in our life where we are on our own, even if we are just outside, and we still can connect with the source if we choose to, but this is also part of the practice. It also is very important to still do the research and connect, you know, to other groups that are doing research and spiritual work. I find that, you know, the more I do this research, the more interesting things I discover. Like one of the things, you know, when you were talking about your meditation experiences and that you didn't do it for 2 months, I noticed that, you know, you had a trapped emotion associated with it. And it's interesting that this trapped emotion was shock. You still have it, by the way. Would you like me to remove it from you later on?
Time out. Bella, what we're wanting to do is to stay in the context of the discussion.
Yeah,
and
listen,
Bella. If someone calls in and there's some support they're looking for, you have all the right to take that on. But right now you're talking to a fellow Ascension Master who's following her own track of training. So if you can stay with us on, you know, your insights with regards to meditation and so forth, that will be really, really helpful and wonderful. But I guarantee you that we're going to be doing, she and I have an appointment to do some work together, but the essential structure and process of both the Ascension training and the Universal Healer is to, when we work with folks, is to do an entire, shall we say, treatment, as opposed to just focusing on one thing or another. And like most of us, what she has there is connected to some other stuff, and we're going to be dealing with that on Wednesday when she and I get together. But I'm sure that she's as grateful as I am that you have got your antenna out and you are willing to provide some level of support. But if we get callers that call in and say, well, I have this and that, then you're completely okay to work with the callers. But for the Ascension Masters, I have the own track that I want to keep them on, if that's okay with you, I hope.
That, absolutely. And that was just one of the things I'm saying, that sometimes, you know, with this work, some of our emotions or beliefs definitely interfere. And during the contemplations, you see, when I meditate, I don't get as many messages. It's like widening myself, you know, in my mind. During contemplations, I get this information from, like, my internal, you know, high consciousness. That's all I wanted, you know, to bring to the table.
Yeah, and I want to tell you, on that subject, Danelle has been very helpful in terms of working with me, because periodically she'll get little messages that help me clean up my act. So, and B does that as well. So I'm sort of surrounded by you great spiritual beings who keep me on the straight and narrow. So thank you for being here. Now, continuing on the point that we want to sharpen the point about the meditation of itself, and I think that's the what comes through here, is a means to a means. And what you shared, Bella, is pointing out that at least for you, as you're going on, the meditation has led you to a point of understanding and noticing the usefulness of being able to focus your attention. And the thrust, I think, of this particular message is to bring out the point that the whole intention is to be able, as some masters and teachers have said down through the ages, to keep our mind on God and to extend this work to understand the extent to which we are actually a part of God and God is part of us. And whatever it is that allows that level of centeredness to come about for us as individuals, that is what is key, you know, in this work. And so what comes through here, and a lot of this, again, in this discussion, it comes through at least through the parts that Janelle shared, talks about really the fact that there is an interplay of who we are between our external world and our internal world. And for some of us, it's just absolutely crucial to spend a good deal of attention, for all of us actually, inside that inner world, so we are completely aligned with spirit and not overwhelmed by the demands and the emotions and so forth of our environment. And in fact, if you think about it, if you stay in the parking lot and you click your little remote and you hear your car maybe two or three rows over going beep beep, just think of all the people who are in that parking lot who sometimes are on cell phones, and all that energy that's being generated by the remotes, by the cell phones, all that energy is completely deluging us. And those are energy forms we can't even see. And then, of course, there's the radio. And the GPS is up above our head, and everybody's riding around with their GPS on, and we're getting a GPS shower of all this energy. In addition to, because all of us have expanded ours, being flooded by the emotions of others that's coming through. Particularly if we don't practice the discipline of pulling our auras a little bit closer in. So for this reason, you'll find that many, many spiritual paths will have retreats and will counsel people to find that, you know, find that quiet time. And I think a lot of people will notice that the quiet time can be enriching. Now, for some folks, and this was true for me years ago, I would do my little meditation contemplation, and then that would be it. And the rest of the time, I was getting busy through the day. So the idea of trying to hold on to spiritual awareness during the day, like that spiritual that goes, hold on to God's unchanging hand, and the other spiritual has a lyric in it that says, just like the tree standing by the water, I shall not be moved. There's a stability of consciousness which is wanted, and sometimes people will reflect that and talk about it, you're being detached. The problem with detached is it takes a preposition called from, and the correct understanding, I'm led to believe, is not being detached from, but in fact being absorbed into. So the preposition into and being absorbed describes the state of what meditation, contemplation, all these various practices are keeping our attention focused, you know, what they're aimed at leading to. Now I notice there's several people who are on the call, and a few of them are still on mute. If there's some comments or questions you'd like to ask, or maybe you'd like to get a little hit from Bella, who is willing to provide some support, then please just click 1 on your telephone, and I will open your mic. I see there's a 612. There's a 612 and I think a 540. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, okay, I see. Okay, 540. I am going to open your mic.
Hello?
Hello.
Namaste. Hi,
namaste.
How are you?
This is Gregory, and what is your first name?
Shiv.
Yeah, okay.
Shiv.
Well, do you have Shiv? Boy, we haven't
yeah.
talked for a while. How have you been?
Yeah. I mean, it's been very hectic. I probably experienced the awakening about a month ago. So it's been really hectic, but I'm pushing forward with every breath.
Well, good. Well, Bella is all geared up to do a little energy work distance. Do you want Bella to give you a touch? Are you okay?
Yeah, sure. And
Bella,
do you see
anything that Shiv might be able to receive from you?
Is there anything in particular that, you know, bothers you during this process and interferes with it?
Yeah, okay. I wanted to talk about that. So we were talking about living in the now and then meditating. Now I had the same experience because I stopped meditating and I live my life as if I were just a regular person and not spiritual at all.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is whenever I'd feel any kind of negative emotion or any negative charge in the body, It's very tough, but what I would do is I would just accept it, unconditionally accept the charge, and then I'd let it integrate. Now, my attitude is not, it might be because of my age or whatever, but my attitude is not to be out there to help everybody, but just to do the right thing. So if I feel energetically depleted or something, I'll just go out and grab it back from whoever got it from me, but I do it in the most truthful and sincere way that I know possible. And as far as living a life in the now, I mean, from my own insight, it seems like I could just live life as if it were an actual dream and just to do the things that I want to do and just live in the now. But I mean, I'm always open to any guidance because I've only been on the spiritual path for a few years.
Interesting. I feel that you live in the now, and this is a true statement. But, you know, I wonder whether Gregory agrees with me that, you know, giving back the negative energy to the person, you know, who you've got it from is not the best experience that, you know, we would suggest. why don't you transmute this energy, send it to God's light so that it really gets transmuted, so that neither you nor another person would experience it. So this is something that is part of what universal healing light, you know, can give to you. So if you, you know, it's interesting that your connection to the divine is not very strong, even that you live in the now. So I would suggest that you do the association every day to really make it stronger. Okay? So right now you are connected, but, you know, before you started talking, it wasn't like that, you know. So you definitely need to go through universal healing like every day just to feel this connection. And since, you know, you don't meditate so much anymore, you still can ask to be one with God during the association, because otherwise your will might override it. You have very strong will. Okay, so this
can,
is something...
Can I... Is it possible to live a life, to just live a simple life without meditating? And I guess I don't really know what my question is, but I mean, my spiritual lineage comes from Kabir, Saint Kabir from India, and he told us that we don't even need to have a mala we don't need rosary, that just our words are rosary, and that we don't need to do anything at all just to live.
So any mantra or chanting of the mantra is part of the meditation. So if that's what you do, you know, you still are meditating. So do you have like a special mantra that you chant internally?
Right. I'm saying that we don't, and our guru, he told us that we don't need anything like this. We don't need any mantra, any mala, or anything. We just follow a simple path of devotion. That's the main thing. I try to live my life devotionally. I'm not pursuing happiness here. That's what the Constitution said. I'm not pursuing happiness. I'm just pursuing devotion in every breath, in every moment, in the now.
You know, part of the devotion could be experiencing joy and happiness as well. So this is your belief that shuts down the joy in your life. Because if you just are devoted, so you can work on your belief, you know. There is a couple of beliefs that you can remove and, you know, integrate the new ones. So you could be on the path of devotion and still experience life to its fullest. You are in the now, but if now it's shutting down a lot of, you know, things around you, it's not, you know, like taking the full breath of life. So
I'm kind of in like an angst filled now. Like I don't really care about anything or anything at all. It seems it's kind of like being a teenager again. Like I'm 13 and 14, and I just don't care about the world. But I'm living in the now, so I don't know what to say. I mean, I definitely agree that there's many different emotions that I could feel, happiness and everything like that. And I'm open to that. And actually, I want to always further my spiritual growth, always.
But one of the challenges that we always have in the spiritual work, and it's one of the, I would love for you to go back into the archives on this show and find, I think it's the first Sunday in December, I did an interview a fellow named Ian Gardner, who is extremely developed and advanced. And one of the points he made, which is always worth understanding, is that everybody sets out on their own spiritual path. And to some extent, we sample the teachings and practices of others as we go along, hoping that when we decide to leave one, we will advance somewhat in spiritual understanding. Now, the basic limitation that there is two parts. One part is that there's a sense in which, as we go on the spiritual path, that we're looking for something that could be, kind of like what Bella said, something tantamount to spiritual joy. And most paths and teachings will let you taste that. They'll give you a little bit of that. The problem is, which is the issue that we're really addressing, is what is the way, if at all, that joyfulness can be sustained? What is the way, if at all, we can maintain that higher state. Now, the third point for which it's difficult, most of us don't have a clue as to what, shall we say, the inner architecture of the higher state is. I mean, we don't have a clue, except somebody is always telling us, you know, what it's like to be, you know, in the bliss state, blah, 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 blah. But it's like somebody telling you about Los Angeles without you ever going to it, or telling you about the Antarctic without you even understanding what cold is like. So what you really have to focus on, and to some extent I think comes through from Bella's comments and some of what Janelle was saying earlier, you've got to focus on your direct experience of it. And you're talking about living in the now. The question is that you're dealing with is whether or not living in the now as you experience it is really what's had in mind when people talk about the now. Is being in the now, does it have a single dimension? Is it multidimensional? And you need, my counsel would be, you need to be willing to experiment, as kind of like Janelle did, to see what you notice about yourself and the extent to which you could truthfully say to yourself, I now am fully absorbed in spirit. Now, Bella's suggestion about sourcenating every day just translates into taking your computer, open it up, going to the lightgivers.org website, not looking at the words, just letting that energy that's been embedded there bathe outward. But at the same time, we honor and respect the fact that you are working with a guru, and the guru has given you guidance. And at some point, you may come to a point where you say, hey, I love the fact you gave me guidance, and this has brought me this far, and now I'm going to work in some other area. And we're not proposing that the area in which you need to work is the universal healer or the ascension work, because the whole purpose of ascension work is to support people as they go forward. So you still would wind up, it sounds like, you know, wanting to have some sort of association or connection. Now, it looks like the clock is pressing forward on me, Shiv. So I do want to read. This is really the next. Now, do you have a set of the light giver messages, Shiv? Have you gotten those?
I don't think so.
Well, the way you can get them, there's no charge. You get on the lightgivers.org website, and it has there something about signing up for a newsletter or something like that. As soon as you do that, in about 48 hours, I think, you'll get an entire packet of these messages, which we are talking about at least once a month, you know, the third Sunday, and the next month we'll be talking about the second message. I want you to hear this. The immersion via the spiritual exercise in Source has the essential purpose of shifting the focus of the individual's life so that there's not life out here or life in there, but that there is but one life lived fully in Source that enshrouds all that is said and done. Of course, there will be moments when this cannot be fully adhered to, but in the main, the spiritual life to which one aspires must encapsulate every single aspect. And then you go on to say, and I think Janelle has already talked about that already, but it talks about, we counsel against putting attention on a person's personality, although this is a good temporary tool. And some paths organize that quite often. The attention is on the guru who extends his energy field out to help support people on the way. But at some point, the attention has to go on to God, the higher self, Jesus Christ, you know, whatever one looks to. And he says, they also suggest that the blessing practice is really important. That's the idea of sending blessing energy on your own as often frequently as possible through the day to Source, friends, family, enemies, project, activities, even to the person who just cut you off on the freeway or took your parking place. The thrust of such work is to assure your permanence in the heaven worlds through your absorption and expression of Source energies. It is no contradiction to say that if one wishes to be one with God, one must be single-minded on that topic. It must be like the air we breathe, the music we hear, the beat of our hearts, the drum of our heels upon the pavement, and even the raindrops falling from the sky. Ooh.
If we If we live in the now,
Danelle, I think you have lyrics for your song. Go ahead, Shiv.
If we're living in the now, doesn't that already mean that we're one with God?
I don't know. You tell me, and you'll tell me the next time we talk. Only you can really know.
Yeah.
See, Shiv, whatever you say does something mean. You're locked in the mental realm, and you're trying to make sense out of it. Do you understand me? You're locked in the mental realm. I cannot discuss or debate with you the meaning of anything. You will decide whether or not, based on your experience, if God, if you're one with it, and only you can know. I mean, Bella could look at your aura and say, guess what, Chip? You're lit up like a Christmas tree. And your mind might say, I don't feel like a Christmas tree. And guess what? You won't be a Christmas tree. Shiv, it's always great to talk to you. I'm glad to know you're still out there. You are an inspiration. I really mean that. And a true delight. I just love the way that you're making sense out of all this stuff. And then as soon as you get to the point where it stops being sense and it starts becoming nonsense, then you got it.
please bless me with that. Please bless me with that.
you got it. What I'm doing now is just putting that whole conundrum, just locating it right on top of your pineal gland. So it's now in the middle of your mental process, and so you may notice things might start changing around a little bit, but as long as they change around in a way that free and liberates you. So we're going to hold here. Let's see. What's supposed to happen next, Janelle? Bella? I guess where we are, you know what should happen at this point, and that is the following. We're duty-bound to let the listeners hear the schedule of events on Greater Good Ministries. So this is a commercial break.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. DeLosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
Well, thank you, B. And before we begin the World Source of Nation Healing Ceremony, I'd like to give Bella a chance to share some of her wisdom and thoughts and comments. Bella, and then after that, Janelle, we'll pick on you for a little bit.
Well, during, this hour, I feel that the energy is expanding now. Whoever is listening to us, is more open to the divine light, and it's like we are all connected now, and we are in anticipation of doing this great ceremony. So thank you, everyone, for being with us.
And let's see, Janelle, are you there? Where is your... Oh, there she is. Wait a minute, Janelle. Let me open your mic. Okay, Janelle.
Yes, hello. It's such a blessing to be here, like I said, on this Sunday morning, and I definitely agree with Bella that you feel that the energy is more expansive right now. And as we go into this healing portion of today, I just want to lastly reiterate, especially as to what Shiv was saying, and I feel that a lot of listeners are experiencing as well, finding that balance between the material world and our obligations in this world, as well as obviously what our goals are spiritually, and ultimately becoming one again with Source, as the Light Giver's message said, is the point of life. To reiterate once again, is to go back to Source. In doing so, just wanted to point out one of the things Bella said earlier. Absolutely, we don't always have time, because we all have lives and we all have hectic schedules, and people have children or they have jobs, they have responsibilities. We understand that. But to reiterate once again, it's so important that we devote a portion of our day to reconnecting with Source energy. However you choose to meditate, whether that be a walking meditation or whether that be a prayer or any sort of modality that you do, yoga, Tai Chi, any form of meditation that takes for you, it's important that you consciously make a decision to connect daily through that meditation practice, to not only get the support that you need energetically on the path, but also to make sure that you maintain your level of spiritual awareness. And so blessings to everyone on the call.
Thank you, Janelle. It's funny, when you're talking about that, it reminded me there was this movie I saw years ago, and I think the title was called Dr. Zhivago, and there was a theme called Lara's Theme, and Zhivago would keep seeing Lara in different places, and they didn't really connect until halfway or three-quarters of the way through the movie, but he would see her, and then this tune, da-da-da-da, would strike up. And it's my sense that what we are all working on is moving to a point where our immersion and connection with God is so strong that everywhere we look, someone like Lara's name, we know that God is there. That God is there. And we might say God is love. You know, we might say God is joy. We might say God is now. But when we come to the point where God just is, then at least we know we're on the way. And on that subject now, we will shift the focus from the mental consideration of the words on the page. We'll shift our attention from reflecting on the past about what has gone on in our lives and the gurus with whom we've worked and the meditation techniques. We're out of that now. What I'd like for you to do, if you will just take a moment, perhaps you can close your eyes, keep your eyes open, and just know that you are above the planet. And perhaps you can see like an astronaut the planet before you. And if you don't see it, just know that it's there. And while you're gazing at the planet, you see this amazing light that surrounds the planet. Where it comes from, you do not know, but yet you can guess and suspect that that light that is coming onto the planet is directly from Source. And as you look at the planet, you see the light coming up from inside the planet. Source is everywhere. So that every being on the planet is completely immersed and submerged in this divine healing light. The tsunami of spirit now is practically overwhelming the earth. And it has one intention, and that is to help elevate those individuals who've come to the point in their lives where they're ready to fully absorb themselves in Source and Spirit and the teachings and love of Jesus, Buddha, of all the higher beings. So the first thing that we will identify is that for some of the people, any contracts or agreements, this include you too, that have been made that are binding and preventing them from advancing spiritually, we know those contracts and agreements are dissolved. And the connections that are now there are to spirit itself. And the contract is to become more divine, more holy, more spirit-filled, more Christ-like. Second, we notice that any inhibiting beliefs that have kept these people from advancing, those beliefs now are dissolving. And if you look at these, if you are looking, those of you who are clairvoyant, as you look at the planet, you'll notice there are a lot of little sparking lights there, a lot of little sparks, and they're starting to get brighter and to twinkle. Then we go another step. Those individuals who are being held back by other intelligences, entities, friendly and unfriendly beings, we ask that that influence be taken away and these beings simply be removed and taken to other dimensions. Those little lights are getting brighter. You may notice that. Next, we notice that influences from past lives that are now interfering with the individuals, with each of their spiritual development, spiritual path. The influence in past lives now is being neutralized and eliminated and replaced by pure source energy, God love, not just in this lifetime, but it's going back through all lifetimes, all the way to Source. Feel the upliftment. Feel and know the healing is occurring. And now those little sparks are becoming even brighter. At this point, what is presented to them is the opportunity for soul ascension. And each is being asked inwardly, are you ready to move into the kingdom of God? And those who say yes become completely aligned with their spiritual purpose, become completely aligned with the capacity to give and receive God energy, and most importantly, become completely integrated into divine will. Those little sparks of light now are so bright. They're so bright. They're almost like little supernovas. And we notice that they now move into an even brighter light and are completely absorbed by spirit. Now, these individuals are not dying. They're not translating. It just means that spiritually now they're having the experience of being directly integrated into, shall we say, Holy Spirit. But ironically, if they do not have spiritual practices, it will be a transient phenomenon. If they have spiritual practices, then they have this love, this godliness as a part of who they are and what they're about for the rest of time. Now, as we are outside the planet, let's move even farther out so that we are even beyond the solar system. And as we look at the Earth, we see the sun in the center and the planets are in their position. We ask them that this source nation be extended throughout the entire solar system, and that the complete auric clearing and healing process and the soul clearing and healing process now be extended and take place for all those souls throughout the universes, throughout the entire solar system, who are now positioned and ready to receive it. Now, you may notice, those of you who are clairvoyant, you may notice now this entire flood of light as thousands, if not millions of souls now begin to migrate in consciousness into the heavenly state. And we give them love and blessing, and we accept love and blessing from them. And now those of you who are out at the edge of the solar system, you may bring your attention to where you now are, just outside the planet Earth, and now you can bring your attention back to where you are and how you experience yourself before we begin the Light Giver Sunday service and World Healing Ceremony. So once again, I'd like to thank you for being on the call. Thank you for your interest, both those of you who called in and are listening right now, and plus those of you who are listening in the archives. We encourage you to get onto the website, lightgiver.org. Don't worry about the words. Have the experience. Then you may look at the words and they might make more sense. So it's been a very good day, and I want to once again express my appreciation to Bella, to Janelle, our newest Ascension Master, the Universal Healer. I want to express my appreciation for joining me on this call. And to all of you, may you have a very blessed and loving and spirit-filled day, week, year, and life.
Searching only for the higher ground, I miss the ferns and wild hollyhocks. 6,000 feet of mountain, I hurry to the very top. I cry out to the valley below, but I only hear